for Utah. Doug Wright on 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. KSL News Radio.
And I heard this soundbite this morning, and I have a great respect for Senator Butters, but I disagree with him on this one. Now, everybody who knows this program, listens to this program, you know that from day one, the issue of gay-straight clubs on our campuses has been a hot topic. It started at East High School, it expanded on into the Granite School District, and now it's expanded on down into Utah County, into the Provo School District. And while on many levels I kind of go, wow, you know, there's something about this that I'm just not quite sure of. I mean, you kind of go, okay, is this the place? Is it the time? And so on. But what I disagree with that Senator Butters said, and we had the soundbite, maybe, Patrick, we could find that. Do we have that soundbite from Senator Butters? I'll read what was in the paper. But we do have a soundbite that I heard earlier this morning, and I think it's simplistic logic. I really do, with all due respect to the good senator. He said, if you're in the chess club, what do you talk about? Chess. If you're in the dance club, what do you talk about? Dance. If you're in a gay club, what do you talk about? And then the big question mark hangs out there. Well, I'll tell you what it's designed to talk about. And again, many people have reservations about this, and I understand that. I really do understand it. But kind of the charter of the clubs is not to talk about sex. As a matter of fact, aspects of that conversation is banned by Utah state law in the schools and so on under certain provisions in certain areas. But what the clubs are chartered for, what they are designed to do, is to promote tolerance and understanding and to discuss, you know, well, why was this person beaten up? Why do we ostracize this kid? Why has perhaps this situation occurred in our school? Why are we not uncomfortable, or why are we uncomfortable around this particular individual? It was designed to. And again, I understand some reservations about it, but I think this is really oversimplistic to say, well, you know, in the ski club you talk about skiing, in the chess club you talk about chess, but in the gay club, and first of all, it's not a gay club. So I take exception to that too. Again, with the reservations I have about this, I take exception to that. It's not a gay club. It's a gay-straight alliance. The idea is to bring people together to talk about some of the intolerance and some of the difficulties. And so I think it's an oversimplistic presentation. But I'd like your response to this and how you feel about the idea of now Senator Butters trying to pass a law that would basically do away with these clubs in any way, shape, or form. And he said, quote, I'm concerned about gay clubs. He said that after opening a bill file regarding extracurricular clubs. Butters says his goal is to ban gay student associations from meeting on public school property. I want to get your response to this. Remember, Senator Butters is also working on the legislation that would require schools to teach a religious-based alternative to the theory of evolution, and is now aiming at the high school gay-straight alliances. So I'd like to hear from you. And again, this is what the soundbite was like that you heard this morning on Grant and Amanda's program in our newscasts.
If anybody is silly, why, I think it's the ACLU trying to scare everybody with their talk about lawsuits.
Okay, that wasn't the bite that I had planned, but we will look for that. Have we got the other soundbite on that? Where Senator Butters? Okay, we'll continue to look for that. So stay with us here at KSL. But let's go to your phone lines. KSL Talk is our number, 575-8255 from Utah County, 470-KSL-1 and 670-KSL-1 from Weber and the northern parts of Davis County. We would like to hear from you. And hi, you're on KSL. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Utah County on the cell phone.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, is this Doug?
Yeah, it is. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning. So, I would just as soon see us have a club in school about understanding the Constitution, which provides for equal protection under the law for all American citizens, as opposed to segregating out one specific group for special rights or protection. And I think that the potential of setting up clubs that target specific groups like gays does an unstated endorsement of that lifestyle. And I think that the issue of equal protection under the law and making sure that everyone has their rights protected and is treated properly and that we live the golden rule is laudable, but I think there's a better way to approach it than setting up a special club for those folks.
Yeah, remember, this is a student-initiated type thing where students who have had concerns about some of the persecutions, who have had concerns about the ostracism, who have had concerns about, being beaten up, things of that nature, formed these clubs over a decade ago, and they have been now in several of the different districts. And, of course, what opened, exactly what you talked about, what opened the door for this to begin with was the fight, and our Senator Hatch led part of this fight to provide the equal access to our schools for religious clubs, because there was the argument at the time that, well, religious clubs, it's having promoting religion and so on public property. And they said, no, it's not, as long as there is equal access for all. So when we this is where I come up with the law of unintended consequences. I mean, it happens to the very best of us. It happens to the very best of legislators. And when Senator Hatch and others fought for that right for religious groups and clubs and organizations to meet on school property, it also allowed this. KSL Talk is our number. I'm just curious to get your reaction to this. This has been a hot debate in the state of Utah now for some time. I'm not quite sure how Senator Butters is going to craft this so it will somehow mesh. I mean, this has been tested before. It's been tested in the Salt Lake District. It's been tested in the Granite District. It has been tested in the Provo District now and weighed against what is allowed in the state of Utah, what is weighed under the Equal Access Law, and it will be interesting to see how Senator Butters crafts this to supposedly kind of get around the difficulties that apparently have not been able to be addressed in the past in his mind's eye. When we come back, we're hitting the top of the hour here. I want this to be our topic of discussion. I'd love to hear from you. 575-8255. Upon today's Doug.
Out of a Bronx apartment building, a mother trapped on the third floor said her prayers and dropped her one-month-old son out a window to a maintenance worker waiting in the crowd below.
She threw the baby across, and that's when I ran in and just caught
him. As a whole, it is quite a remarkable thing, I think, that we have been watching. Here locally, the issue of gay-straight clubs. I mean, how long have we been talking about these? I can remember when the initial conversation occurred, my initial reaction is, good grief, I mean, is high school the place for this? And I think many of us really ask that. And I think, too, the initial thing, well, what will they talk about? What has been the track record in many of the classes, because they are overseen by teachers. That is required by Utah state law. And there are certain guidelines that are in place in the state of Utah. And to represent it as a gay club, I mean, let's be technically correct here. It's a gay-straight alliance, and many kids who are not gay are members of the gay-straight alliance. And I'm sure, just as in any club, occasionally things stray out of bounds. I think the interesting question is, how often are these clubs straying out of bounds? And what is going to be crafted in Senator Butters' bill that will be different from things in the past and that will in some way make it stand the legal test in the state? Many of us have questions about it. Lori joins us on the line in Salt Lake City. Lori, I understand you have a daughter in one of these clubs.
Well, she was, and she was in high school last school year. I had concerns just like what you were saying. It's like, oh my gosh, what is this and what is it doing in our high schools? And as did my husband. And so we sat and we talked with her, because we talk with our kids about such things. And she says, no, Mom, it's about tolerance, and it's about understanding tolerance for all people. And so I'm going, well, that's a good thing, and so we'll support you doing this. But then I would hear other things that made me concerned as well. If she started it out, it's all about tolerance for all people and all differences. And she hung on to that song through the whole school year. But then there was a dance that it was a club dance, because each of the clubs had their own dances. Mm-hmm. And she proudly brought home pictures that she'd gone to the dance, and all over the whole walls, the whole thing was proud to be gay, proud to be gay. And it's like, wait a minute. That's not supposed to be what this was about.
It's not supposed to be the promotion of a lifestyle, the promotion of certain things. It's certainly not supposed to be sexual conversation. As you mentioned, it is supposed to be, at least that's in the charter, it is supposed to be about tolerance and not beating people up and not ostracizing people and not treating people in an inhumane manner if they have differences.
And I think one of my concerns is yeah, I understand that it is an alliance between gays and straights, which is fine. But, you know, and this was what I asked my daughter, too. I said, you know, you're a senior. You can have something to do with this and to make a difference on it. Why not change the name? Why should it be just gay tolerance? Why not call it a tolerance club? If it is about tolerance in all areas, which is what, you know, she brought home was the whole plan of the club, was tolerance in all areas for differences, differences for gays, differences for handicaps, differences for color.
Mm-hmm.
Why have the name Gay Straight Alliance?
Why was your daughter passionate about this, and why did she choose to be not only involved but to really stick up for the club in at home and apparently at school?
Well, we taught our kids to be tolerant and to recognize differences and accept people for who they are. And she has a lot of friends who are gay, and she wants to support them and to give tolerance an issue here. And, you know, she really liked the club because it wasn't just about tolerating gays, you know, and it was about tolerating everything. And she had been on the wrong end of not being tolerated. We're LDS, and we lived in other states where LDS was not a majority, and there was a lot of non-tolerance there.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been on the receiving end of hateful comments and hateful actions. So she's very much against that sort of thing. So she thought that this tolerance club was a good idea. But I really have a problem with it being called Gay Straight Alliance if it's about tolerance.
Well, we certainly appreciate your phone call. KSL Talk is our number, 575-8255. I was noticing that my friend Professor Wilkins is on the line with us. And, boy, when it comes to law, when it comes to constitutional law, when it comes to some of these issues, I always enjoy chatting with him. But, Professor, let's get the most important thing out of the way right now. How's the play going?
Oh, it's going great. And Merry Christmas. And last time I was on your show, I told you I want to talk about Christmas Carol. So I wish we were talking about Christmas Carol. But
you know, let's do that before Christmas. Let's just make the commitment right now.
I'd love that.
I'd love to talk about the history of that grand story. And I know you have such expertise in that field. You know, the main question, and if you don't mind,
you know, and your last caller will ask, but your last caller really put the finger on it. And there is a legal question, but there's a very simple answer. But go ahead, ask.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask. I'm curious how Senator Butters is going to craft legislation that will somehow mesh with the equal access and all of that stuff with what has set as somewhat of precedence over the last 10 years since East High School first started. How would something be crafted differently, and what would this law say?
Oh, very easy. Now, I haven't talked to Senator Butters. I don't know what he's going to do. The first time I heard of it was this morning as I was driving into I'm actually supposed to be in a thesis defense right now, but I had to call.
It's much more fun to be here, isn't it?
Yeah, well, your comment about access for religious clubs and the last caller's comment about her daughter wanting to be in tolerance, it's all very, the issue here is whether you have to have a club for conduct that is illegal for minors. Now, I'm not talking about homosexuality. I'm talking about sexuality. Sexual conduct by minors under the age of 18 in the state of Utah, whether it's gay, straight, bi, whatever, is illegal. They cannot engage in sexual conduct under state law. Those laws are unquestionably constitutional. Nothing in the Supreme Court's recent decisions or in any decision that I'm aware of in any court makes it unconstitutional or questionable for a state to say we're going to protect our youth and we're going to discourage early sexual conduct. All the sociological studies show it is not good for children to engage in sexual conduct, bi, straight, heterosexual, whatever.
At those younger ages.
Yeah, and
yeah.
The later you postpone it. Outcomes
yeah.
for children are much better if they become sexually active after 18.
So is that going to be the triggering mechanism then, Professor?
It's very easy. You just say, no club will be allowed that has in its title, in its mission statement, whatever, the discussion, promotion, or tolerance of sexual behavior.
Now, some professor might argue, and I suspect that Scott McCoy would argue this, that the pure intention of the club is that it just be to discuss, you know, the tolerance issues.
Let's have a tolerance club.
Yeah.
I think your last caller pointed out, let's have a club on, let's have a golden rule club. I don't know, I haven't thought. Let's come up with a title. Of course we want to teach our children to be kind. There are some terrible things that happen in high schools where boys will bully on young men that aren't perhaps as, you know, outgoing and athletic. They tend to enjoy, drama and music. And
yeah, we've all seen that. We've all seen it. Yeah,
and they're very unkind. Let's have a club that talks about how we should treat each other. Call it the Golden Rule Club. I don't know what you want to call it.
Sure.
But all of the laudable objectives that are discussed for the Gay Straight Alliance Club can be handled under a different title, a different mission statement, a different rubric. And as your caller pointed out, what happens with these clubs, and again, what happens across the country, is these clubs turn into something quite different. They turn into tolerance slash promotion of a lifestyle. Now, again, that's fine, but it shouldn't happen at the public schools. We shouldn't be promoting, you know, Saturday night beer and sex parties.
Now, Professor, back to the concept of the name of the club, the Gay Straight Alliance, it is not illegal to be gay. I know it is illegal in some states to engage in activity sometimes that is associated, but so does the name itself? I'm just trying to sort this out.
Gay is an activity. Gay, you are heterosexual because you engage in heterosexual sex. You are gay because you engage. It's sexual conduct.
Can't it mean though the attraction thereof? I mean, just because.
But again, it refers to. It may not be perfect, but a perfect classification. But it describes conduct. Would you want a masturbation club? It's a conduct. Children might want to go to that club whether or not they did or not. But you wouldn't want to have that club at a high school. And it's really very easy. A state has a compelling interest in regulating conduct that is illegal. And it's not because it's homosexuality, it's because it's sexuality.
If you were to, let's take Senator Butters out of this for a moment. If you were to craft this legislation, basically what would be the line? How would it read?
Crafting on the fly.
Yeah, that's right. See how much confidence I have in you?
Yeah, well, it would be something like, no school district in the state of Utah may authorize or permit, support, or sponsor a club whose title, mission statement, or purpose is related to sexual conduct. That is an appropriate matter. Now, stop. That's the end of the statute. Sexual conduct is appropriately handled in your high school human development courses. Where they can be taught and where it can be handled appropriately and where there is proper parental oversight of the curriculum. But having a club, they spin and they morph rather rapidly into something else. Now, I've been all over the world. I've been all over the United States. I've seen lots of materials from these clubs. You have to go, if you go to the annual convention of PFLAG, the organization that sponsors these clubs, you will find that they're technically student-initiated, but usually at the behest of very energetic adults. And the materials that are prepared for distribution are not limited to simple tolerance. The materials that are prepared and that are distributed in other states aren't discussing tolerance. just fine.
Have we had complaints that you're aware of, Professor, here in the state of Utah? And again, I'm aware of the Salt Lake District, I'm aware of the Granite District, and now the Provo District. Have we had complaints that these clubs have clearly gone out of line?
Well, you know, I don't know. I've heard, you know, I don't know anything firsthand. I've heard things like your last caller described, the dance and the photographs on the walls and the posters of men and women hugging and kissing and engaging in provocative, you know, it's not obscene, but it's fairly provocative behavior, and these posters are hung on the wall of the dance. That's a little more than tolerance.
I know this has been an issue even outside of gay straight clubs. I know, I think it was at Murray High School not long ago, there was the issue of whether or not to allow an openly gay couple to come. And, you know, there were all kinds of things. So even this even spills out of anything that is kind of a school sanctioned club.
Right. And, you know, and I think that's a different question. Whether you allow, you know, two young men to come to the prom together, I think you know, I haven't thought that through. That is at least a different legal question, and you may have to do that because you're letting other couples come.
Right.
But when it comes to sponsoring a club, are we going to have a club to teach seduction principles? I mean, you can think of things that are exactly the same. And again, I hope no one gets me wrong. Are there problems in the schools with adolescent behavior towards children who are different? Do we need to provide something to maybe inculcate better citizenship among the students and tolerance and acceptance? Sure. But it ought to be acceptance of the person, not acceptance of behavior that is private that we're not supposed to know anything about.
No.
The Supreme Court says this is protected because it's totally private.
Professor, I always appreciate your comments and your insights. Professor Richard Wilkins with us here at KSL. I appreciate his phone call. Doug Wright Show here at KSL. Great to have you along today. We'll be talking with Senator Scott McCoy in just a moment. I wanted to go to Lance's phone call up in Ogden. He's been patiently waiting on the line with us. Hello, Lance. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Doug.
How Hi. You doing? Doing great.
I'm a little upset about what I'm hearing. First of all, your last caller, the professor, Wilkins, is that?
Yeah, Professor Richard Wilkins called, yeah.
I don't know how he would go about outlawing sex in high school. That's just not possible. I mean, kids that age are always going to be having sex. Even though it's a law, it's still going to happen. And then he also mentioned that these clubs were promoting the gay lifestyle. I don't know exactly how you promote the gay lifestyle. People are either gay or they're not. You know, I can tell everybody how wonderful it is, but it's not going to make them gay.
The thing that has happened over the last little while, too, that I've noticed in society, where even verbiage and even statements that have been in religious manuals and so on have changed, and what even some of the more conservative backgrounds have now, to be gay or to have the tendencies or whatever. I mean, you know, who knows what the proper term is, but that is not of the greatest concern. It's the act thereon and so on. So even within religious circles, things have modified over the years. And I think when you state that somebody is or somebody says, "I'm gay," does that automatically imply that they are engaged in sexual activity? Does it automatically imply that they are, quote, breaking the law? Or did they just state their tendencies and what they feel? And I know many people feel that something that is in their genes, something that is they were born with.
Yeah.
I mean, your thoughts. Has that been happening in our society or not?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess that's where I'm kind of coming down, and I have an enormous respect for Professor Wilkins. I know him personally, but the thing that troubles me, and I think we've progressed a bit to the point where the statement that one has certain tendencies or that someone is gay, I think, to automatically assume that certain things are happening. They may or they may not be. It's not up to me. I don't know. But in other words, where in the states where it is still technically illegal, is it illegal to be gay or is it illegal to engage in activities that are associated with it? And we can argue whether those laws still ought to be on the books or not. But you know where I'm going? Because that was the argument that was being made, the legalities of it, and is it legal within a school to, in some way, shape, or form, with title or with content or whatever, to somehow not promote, but acknowledge something that is illegal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I also think, Senator Butters trying to pass a law against this, maybe the exact reason why we need gay-straight alliances in school. You know, he's obviously not tolerant of gay people.
Well, I think some people, too, out there, and we'll talk with Senator McCoy about this in a moment, I think some people, too, are concerned about, how can I put it, the contagion. You know what I mean? That somehow this, and you would hope that, to some degree, we have moved on beyond that. But, I mean, I have a lot of gay friends that I love, gay friends that I trust, gay friends that have been near and dear to me my entire life, and relatives as well. And the idea that somehow by associating with them or trying to understand where they come from and the issues that they're dealing with, that somehow it rubs off on you. The only thing that's rubbed off on me is a little more tolerance and a little more compassion and a little more empathy or sympathy with, and a little bit trying to realize that, you know, they have their own particular lot in life and I am not here to make it more difficult.
Yeah, and I think that's what these clubs should be about.
Hey, we appreciate your phone call, Lance. Thanks for joining us. Good to chat with you. And I mentioned Senator McCoy is on the line with us. Scott, thanks for taking the time to be on the Doug Wright Show.
You're welcome, Doug. It's always a pleasure to be on the show with you, and I really appreciate your willingness to have, you know, kind of fair and honest and open discussions about these really important issues.
Well, I think it's important that we discuss it, and as I've mentioned before, I have a lot, and I have been blessed with a lot of great associates, coworkers, friends, neighbors, and relatives who have been gay, and while, you know, my particular morality, my particular religion, you know, has issues here. On the other hand, I look at these individuals. I look at the contribution to our society. I looked at their contribution to my life. And I am not here, and I think none of us should be here to make any other human being's life more difficult or more isolated or more ostracized. And I've come to hope that the purpose of these gay straight alliance clubs is to promote getting along, not picking on people, not beating people up, not judging people on certain things. But the thing that I keep hearing from our callers is, well, Doug, you know, that might be the stated purpose, but it goes on beyond that, and it ends up being, again, kind of that contagion situation and where there is promotion going on. Your thoughts, Scott?
Right. I mean, you know, and unfortunately, I haven't had the benefit of being able to listen to the rest of the program. I've been kind of otherwise predisposed. But one of the things, you know, I read the Deseret News article this morning, on the subject, and kind of listened for the last 5 minutes of what you've been talking about. And I think fundamentally it comes down to, you know, the folks that are so adamantly opposed to these clubs are both misinformed. And, well, they're misinformed about what the purpose of the clubs are, and then that leads to a misguided position in terms of, you know, trying to get rid of them. These clubs aren't, organized around teaching or discussing, you know, how people have sex or who they have sex with. What they're organized for and what their purpose is to allow students to have a safe, welcoming, and affirming physical and emotional space where they can come together and discuss, the notion of being gay, what it's like, you know, societal things, how they can work better with the school, how they can promote tolerance and fairness in their schools. And, you know, harassment around being gay or being perceived as being gay is probably the number one form of harassment in schools. And it's a huge issue. It's a huge bullying question. And these kind of organizations exist to address, at least begin to address, those issues and those problems. I mean, if you talk to any of the schools, the 14 schools around Utah that have these organizations, they will tell you, this isn't about promoting sex or teaching sex or sexual activity. It's about something completely different. It's about what I just described. And if Senator Butters would actually go and visit the GSA at East High School, I think he'd discover this. I think, unfortunately, there's a bit of preconceived notion about what these things are about, and it's simply not about that. And, of course, the other thing is what this all boils down to, really, it seems to me, based on kind of the previous conversation, is the debate about whether or not, sexual orientation is something that is chosen and immutable, and my position and my personal experience has been that it's not something that you choose, and that it's not something you can catch. You have an orientation, and that's the way it is, and we shouldn't discriminate or treat people unfairly based on that characteristic.
Scott, whenever I see new legislation, I always wonder what motivated it. Now, certainly, there has been the situation with the Provo School District, and we've been dealing with these issues now for 10 years. And as you mentioned, there are, 14 schools now? I'm aware of three districts. I'm aware of Salt Lake and then the Granite School District. And then
Jordan has four, I think.
Jordan. All right. And then Jordan, and then now down in Provo. Is it just the fact now that it has kind of moved into another county, maybe moved into a conservative area? What I'm searching for, are you aware, as a state senator, are you aware of someone who is very well informed in this particular arena? Have there been complaints? Have there been parents up in arms? Have there been supervisors of these classes or the person who is assigned to the club to kind of, mm-hmm. of oversee it? Are there complaints spilling out of these clubs?
I think there are. I mean, I haven't heard of any up here in Salt Lake City. I know just from reading and following the issues down in Provo, and reading in the Provo Daily Herald and some of the publications from Utah County, that there are a segment of parents that have a problem with it. But another thing we have to remember is these clubs are made up of both gay kids and straight kids, and they are clubs that have to go through an approval process. They have to have a faculty sponsor, and then the kids have to have parental permission to participate in the club.
Right.
So there are like multiple levels of supervision and kind of oversight of these clubs and groups. And so, my response to those parents is, if you don't like the Gay Straight Alliance, then don't let your child be a member of it. Otherwise, there are lots of different clubs, diverse subject matters and everything, and they should all be able to coexist equally. And I think that's what the purpose of the Equal Access Act was that was passed that allows these clubs to exist around the country.
Professor Wilkins suggested that maybe instead of Gay Straight Alliance, that it ought to be kind of a general tolerance club. Is that something that would be acceptable?
Well, that's kind of the grand question, what's in a name, right? I mean, that's the same thing with recognition of relationships in the legal system. I think the fact that it is a Gay Straight Alliance, I think that has value in the name, because it also says, if part of the issue is building tolerance and understanding, calling it what it is important. Changing the name to the Parcheesi Club isn't going to change the substance of what they're accomplishing. So I think that, call it what it is and allow it to exist.
What are you predicting for this piece of legislation? Senator Butters has other things too, with the evolution intelligent design thing, and then now this. What's the future?
Well, quite frankly, I think that, our system, the way it's set up, we have school boards that deal with these issues. It's very much local control. I think that school districts have found their way when dealing with these issues. The Salt Lake School District, it's Granite, Jordan, wherever, even up in Summit County, I know there's a GSA. All of those school districts, and even Provo now, has good examples to follow in terms of how to deal with gay straight alliances. And I don't think it's something that we need the legislature weighing in on. I think that the system that we have for governing what happens in our schools is working. They have policies that work, and I think we should let them work. In a way, this seems to be meddling.
And not being an attorney, I am counting on others for this, but what kind of legislation can we even do weighing it against the equal access?
Well, that's one of the things, you know, my reaction was kind of, well, I'm not exactly sure how they're going to do this, because there are a couple of issues. There are constitutional issues which have to do with freedom of association and equal protection and basic fairness principles that are out there. And then we also have a federal statute that says that, you know, if you want to keep your federal funding for schools, you know, when it comes to clubs and extracurricular clubs and whatnot, you have to provide equal access. You have to allow the GSAs to exist. And this case law is well settled. And the East High case was is a piece of that well settled law. So it's hard for me to even conceptualize what they're planning on doing, because it seems to me that the federal law, the Equal Access Act, under the Supremacy Clause, kind of governs, in addition to the other constitutional issues that are out there. So I think you can almost guarantee that if something like this passes, you're going to have litigation from the ACLU and others over whether or not this is possible, and it's going to cost the taxpayers, you know, a pretty penny in the process.
It will certainly be interesting to watch this unfold. Again, not being an attorney, it will be interesting to see what the wording ends up being and what some of the legalities are. And, Scott, as this unfolds, we'll look for other opportunities to chat with you.
I'd be happy to do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Scott McCoy with us here at KSL.